Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. I hope you're feeling fabulous this Friday afternoon or evening, depending on what part of the country that you're listening from. In today's world, we have so much information available to us that it's really easy to just take it for granted and stop listening. Today's show is on a topic that's so important to your health and your happiness that I want you to be sure that you don't miss it. So take a moment, just get present. You can truly transform your life by tuning into this moment and listening to the show today. Our highly distinguished guest has taken on a very sensitive topic and a very important topic. It's one that often causes an enormous amount of suffering, and it's an experience that most of us go through at least twice in our lifetime. It's an experience I've gone through more than twice. And one of the times that I went through this experience, it was so painful for me that I can still remember, this may be too much sharing, but I can still remember lying on the ground and crying to the point of vomiting and doing that repeatedly. And it was one of the most excruciatingly painful experiences of my life. And it took me 5 years to totally get over it. And that was with really working on it. And this is the experience of breaking up. Breaking up can really turn your world upside down and leave wounds that make it difficult for you to open your heart. You can even lose your belief in love, and it can keep you from getting into the relationship that you dream about and that you long for. But it doesn't have to be this way. Our guest today is the fabulous Catherine Woodward Thomas. And Catherine is a national best-selling author of Calling in the One, and she's also a licensed psychotherapist and the co-creator and co-leader of the Feminine Power Transformative Courses for Women. And, you know, Catherine's list of accomplishments is really long and impressive, and I'm not going to list it all. But anyone who knows her work knows that the information that she teaches really works to transform lives. And I'm really excited to hear what she has to say today. Catherine's here to share conscious uncoupling. There's a way to end an intimate partnership that empowers you to break the painful pattern instead of breaking your heart. And Catherine is here today to show us how to do that. So welcome, Catherine.
Oh, Lynette, thank you. I'm so moved by that story, and I just thank you for being so generous with your transparency. And boy, it just, you know, just even hearing you share about that, that it took you, you were in that much pain, it took you 5 years to recover, is kind of validating and making, you know, all that I've been through to birth this process into the world really feel worth it.
Yeah, it cost me my health, and I really regret the cost to my son. My son's father and I split up when he was an infant, and he had to have a mother who was very devoted to him, but was going through all this grief and fighting and negativity. And I'm really excited to hear what you have to share today. I'm not going through a breakup now, thank goodness. Some of your earlier work, which you're still doing, is partly responsible for helping me get into the relationship I'm in now, which I'm very happy to be in, and I'm grateful not to be needing the breakup information.
Yeah, that's what you did, the calling in the one process, and called your partner in.
I did, and we're so happy together, and our love not only is so great for us, but it blesses everyone who gets to know us. So thank you for that. But now I want to help get this information out there because I don't want anybody else to have to go through what I went through. So I'd like to start.
And I think of this new work as kind of the prequel because so many to Calling in the One, because so many people come into the Calling in the One work just still suffering so much with the incompletion of a breakup, trying so hard to get over it and to move on. They want to be ready for love, you know, but they end up spending the whole Calling in the One course trying to clear, you know. And so many of the frames that I am inside of with all the work that I do work to complete the past. And so I think there's a lot of value that people have gotten when they've taken Calling in the One and used it in that way. But it's not really designed for that, you know. This course is designed for that. And my goal in creating it is to really chart kind of and really look at kind of the leverage points that need to be navigated and need to happen in order to midwife our own transformation so that we can move through the process with just so much faster. I think of it as like, you know, if you broke your leg, you know, you wouldn't just kind of let it flap around until it finally figured out kind of how to heal itself maybe one day, you know. You would figure out how to set that bone and how to, you know, properly put it back together again, and then you'd give it all this support, this intensive support, and, you know, make sure that the bone became stronger where the break was than it ever had been before. And so that is the conscious uncoupling process. It's a 5-week process. And so we're taking five weeks.
5 years.
Yeah.
I've been through that too.
Absolutely. I've been through that actually a couple times in my life. Those, you know, real shatterings.
I just read your story on your site and I was so moved. And you're so brave with your sharing and to have done the, you know, Calling in the One, and to have your partner, you know, of 10 years who was, you know, the inspiration for this work and everyone following you. And then, well, I'll let you tell the story, but I was so moved by the fact that you could take that and turn it around into something to help everybody else.
Oh, thank you. It's very kind. I mean, it was really, you know, a deep journey of discovery that's like what the right direction for us to go was, is to kind of evolve ourselves out of the bonds of matrimony and to do this conscious uncoupling process. And it was a really, you know, you can only imagine a bitter pill to swallow. I would love nothing more than to be the shining example that the happily ever after myth, you know, that was created 300 years ago when the lifespan was 35 years old, lived on, you know. But I mean, the reality of our lives with our, you know, with the lifespan, so, you know, tripled or at least doubled, more than doubled what it was 300 years ago, and with mobility being what it is, and, you know, in the aftermath of the women's movement, whenever women have gotten economic leverage and power in the world throughout the course of recorded human history, there you will see that, you know, the divorce rates rise. So, you know, at the time we're living in, we're all kind of really called to realizing our deeper potentials. The goal of life is not just security, which is a very huge shift in relationship. I mean, even 50 years ago, there was a study done where women were asked if you met a man who met all of your criteria for a husband, but you did not love him, would you marry him? And over 70% said that they would. So that's not the world we're living in at all right now. You know, we want a partner who's going to help us to realize our greater potentials in life. We want a spiritual connection with that person. We want this person to be our lover and our best friend, and, you know, we want so much because we want so much from our lives. We're not organized around safety and survival. We're organized around actualizing our potentials. And so that shift right there is going to wreak havoc in the longevity of relationships. So so Mark and I got to a place in our relationship after 10 years where it was really clear to both of us after a lot of heart-to-hearts that we wanted to actually liberate each other from the structure of our relationship and still stay connected and close. So we wanted, our goal was to have an expanded family that has evolved. And we have a daughter together. We wanted a lot of cohesion for our daughter. And, I've been through, like, two experiences in my life, like you just described. I know what that feeling is like. But, you know, the first boyfriend I had in high school, it was such a dramatic ending after 3.5 years. And then he went and met somebody new and married her very quickly, which just sent me into a tailspin. And I gained 50 pounds. And I cried for 3 years, and then I dreamt about him for 20. And then I had another breakup years later where most of the hair on my head fell out, about half of the hair on my head fell out from grief. I mean, I just was just so traumatic, both of them. And I was in so much agony. But this relation, the breakup with my husband was so contained and kind. People don't know what contained is. It's like very, very safe, very loving. There were no, dramatic acting out that was harmful or damaging. And I think we were both very motivated by wanting to do right by our daughter.
Catherine, we're right up to the first break, so we'll have to get back to the story in just a moment. So for those of you listening, we're speaking with Catherine Woodward Thomas, and she's sharing Conscious Uncoupling. You can go to artofconsciouscompletion.com. And check that out on the, if you are not driving. And we'll be back in a moment, and you'll get to hear, maybe you won't have the happily ever after you dreamed of, but you can have a new kind of happily ever after with Conscious Uncoupling.
Even after.
I love that. Happily even after. We'll be right back with more Happily Even After.
Come down, Selecta.
Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
ZO88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using ZO88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Bonum Selecta!
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com. And today we're speaking with Catherine Woodward Thomas. And many people know her as a national best-selling author of Calling in the One. And she is here today to share some very, very important work, Conscious Uncoupling. And you can find a way to get to a free call on the Art of Conscious Completion at artofconsciouscompletion.com. So go to artofconsciouscompletion.com to sign up for the free call on the Art of Conscious Completion. Even though I'm not going through a breakup, I'm going to listen to this call because Catherine has such important information, not just for people who are going through a breakup, but if you've gone through a breakup in the past. And even if you're in a relationship now, it could still be affecting the way you relate with your partner. And if you haven't moved forward and gone on to another relationship, this could be the missing information for you. And Catherine has put this together. So Catherine, before the break, we were talking about, you were sharing this process that you went through with Mark and completing this relationship in a way so you could be happy even after.
Well, it was actually a really beautiful experience, and in some ways, I know it sounds odd, but I actually felt more loved in some ways during our separation than when we were married. And those of you who have been calling in a lot, I felt very loved by him in our marriage. But what happened was, you know, when you're dividing assets, for instance, you know, it's pretty, you know, it's a painful process, and it, you know, you kind of, at the beginning of a relationship, you have all these hopes and dreams. You just assume you're going to get everything that you want and need from this person. But when you're ending a relationship, you kind of know the limitations, or you know the disappointments. You're not in that illusion anymore. So, you know, inside of that process of dividing assets, there was a way that Mark and I started to just be generous with each other that so moved me and so touched me that it was, in some ways, one of the deeper experiences I've ever had of love, of authentic love, because it was so real and so genuine in its kindness and generosity. So when, you know, I kind of looked at these experiences, the different experience that I just had with Mark and then these other breakups that I'd had in my life, and people who were around me started to kind of mirror back that they'd never seen anyone break up like this, and they started asking me to talk to different people. So I've never had, you know, a deep desire to be like the next breakup guru. I think that's a pretty hard calling, because really entering the belly of the whale, as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's such deep pain. But I really saw, like, what an amazing contribution this process was, and so I got kind of fascinated with charting out what we had done. And then I started duplicating it. I started working with people to see if I could duplicate it, and I actually have been able to. And so what I've been seeing is that this process can serve our own evolution towards liberation and freedom, so that we actually become stronger in the area of where our heart has been broken. Mm-hmm. And what happens when we don't do this kind of process is that we literally dim down and become weaker. And a lot of us, you know, get taken out. In these moments, they're like crossroads, you know, they're like the fork in the road, and you're either going to rise and you're going to cause a transformation in your life, you're going to evolve beyond that old pattern once and for all, and you're going to become liberated, or you're going to decline, contract, start to play it safe, dim down, take less risks in relationship, be more defended, lower your expectations, be ambivalent about love. And that's not a light thing. I mean, in Calling in the One, I've had the opportunity to work with just, I think I've taught about 100,000 people in that program now. So I've worked with thousands of people from all around the world, and I cannot tell you how often someone has said to me, oh my gosh, you know, I gave up 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago is when I shut down my heart. And I've been unwilling to really live life fully ever since then. So that's when I really felt, that I have got to get this program out in the world and make an offering of it, because it does not need to be like this. It really doesn't. Breakups actually are an amazing opportunity for you to catalyze your own liberation into being able to, like, wake up out of the trance of your childhood, wake up out of the patterns of pain and limitation that you have been inside of for your whole life, and start to really come into the fullness of all that your life was ever meant to be. So it's like a near-death experience in that way. You know, if you ever hear of people having a near-death experience, it just kind of magically happens for them. It doesn't usually magically happen after a breakup for us. The more common thing is that we contract, or we take 5 years, like you just were sharing, you know? And even that, I mean, that's congratulations to you.
Well, that was with working on it. That was with, you know, going to a therapist. And it still took me, I mean, it was 5 years before I felt completely over it.
Yeah.
But you said on your site that there are 3 breakup mistakes that cause 98% of all breakup pain. Would you be willing to share those?
Sure. I talk about that in the it's a 90-minute call that I did a couple weeks ago. And it's, you can still go to the site and download that call. And that's The Art of Conscious Completion. But I talk about these 3 breakup mistakes because they're so common. They're kind of just ordinary in our culture. And the first one that so many of us do really has to do with just moving into hating the person that we once loved. It's like kind of moving from a soulmate to a soul hate connection. Right, and I think, you know, it's kind of a primitive way that we all have of distancing and trying to detach from our former partner. And anthropologist Helen Fisher thinks it's kind of a relic from the past in our own evolutionary journey, that it's a very knee-jerk, primitive way of getting the energy to separate. However, the cost of doing that, actually what we do is we lock ourselves into this negative bond with that person. So we're kind of replacing a positive bond with a negative bond.
I never thought of it that way.
Residue of the negative bond. So we're like still in relationship to that person, but where we're bonded truthfully, because the soul hate reaction is in reaction to feeling devalued, feeling dismissed, tossed aside. There's feeling unloved, unworthy of love, unwanted. So you're literally locking in your life into that self-sense, into that identity of yourself, in locking into a soul hate bond with that person. So the cost of that is so great. So what else do you do, though, with these, you know, very, very big emotions? Because they're huge, like the energy of rage that can come up. You know, people literally get homicidal and suicidal. I was heartbroken last week here in Los Angeles to read of one man who, after a breakup of a woman he was with for 4.5 years, was so out of control, he actually took to the streets of Los Angeles with a gun and started shooting at people. That was the big news here last week. As I'm, you know, working on launching this program, I'm reading this with just horror. But these are, you know, and this poor man died in that rampage. And then, you know, he and the gentleman who went on this rampage was shot and killed. So, I mean, it was just so tragic every which way.
And we're already at the second commercial.
Okay.
But you're... I'm just on the edge of my seat with chills, because what you're saying is so important. And this man isn't the only one. It made me think
I mean, obviously he's not mentally stable, you know, but it's what so many of us feel, that like that's out of control emotions, right? So we'll talk more about it after the break here.
But it is an example of an extreme example of how important this is. So anyone listening, even if you're not going through a breakup right now, artofconsciouscompletion.com for you to complete relationships from the past and tell everyone you know, tell your friends, tell your family, help them get this information so we can help more and more people to know how to consciously uncouple and have breaking up be a beautiful thing that can help you evolve and expand instead of going into hatred. We'll be right back with more of Catherine Woodward Thomas and Conscious Uncoupling after this short break.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Bonum Selecta!
Hello and welcome back to Opening to Ecstasy. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. And on the break, I was talking to Catherine about some things that I realized it brought up some sadness for me, some memories from the past for some really awful stories of things that happened with people I knew from the past with breakups. And the flip side of that is Catherine has a so much better way to do it. So she is sharing this wonderful information about conscious uncoupling so you don't have to go through these awful stories. You don't have to go through all this suffering. You don't have to do this to your children, yourself, your families, your relationship. And you also don't have to stay in prison to this person and carry them on with you in some bondage sort of way the rest of your life and keeping you from having new love come in. So artofconsciouscompletion.com is where you want to go to get the free call that Catherine's already done. It's a 90-minute call. If you go to artofconsciouscompletion.com, you can download that for free, and she will go into greater depth on this topic.
Yeah, so, it's really a teleseminar where people can grow and do their own work as they're listening to it. And so what I was sharing about was just going from a soulmate to like a soul hate, you know. So what's the value of having those emotions, right? Well, the thing about those emotions is there's so much energy in them. You know, anger is the energy of change. And if you can manage to harness that energy and channel it in the right direction, that's going to be the energy that actually carries you forward.
I love that.
That's right? Great. And transforms
turn it around.
Your life.
Yes.
You actually have to harness the energy. So in the first week of the process, it's called Finding Emotional Freedom, and I actually teach people how to begin to harness that big energy that is inside of a breakup where we have all those really big feelings that we do not know what to do with, that we're just trying to get rid of because they're so painful and hard to hold. So we go through a whole process with that. But the second mistake that you had asked me about, that I talk about on the Art of Conscious Completion call, is failing to take full responsibility for our part in the end of a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, usually where our attention is on what the other person has done wrong. And, you know, normally there's a lot to point to because people do wrong things. They behave poorly. They, we're all growing and developing, and we're all at different points of our journey. And we do very unconscious, hurtful, immature, destructive things to each other. It's just what's so in relationships sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're...
You see the worst of them. And when you're going through breakup, you've seen the worst of the person.
Well, you really see the worst in yourself,
in each other.
Too. I mean, in each other. I mean, there's an old Japanese proverb that says you don't know your wife until you divorce her.
Oh.
You know, breakups are the best feedback system on character, I know. They actually reveal character more than anything, because character is like not what you do when things are easy and going your way. Your character is what you do when everything's falling apart and not going your way and you're not getting what you want. And who are you then? So, you know, and there's things that we need to look at about ourselves and who we are in those moments. So there's a lot of growth that needs to be kind of shepherded here. And the main thing is that you have to take your power back. You have got to get your power back from having, you know, probably given so much of it away in the relationship. So even if it's very clear that you were terribly, terribly victimized, you have to turn it around and look at yourself and try and begin to own all of the covert ways that you somehow colluded with your own demise. So even if it's that as simple as I just kind of dismissed my inner knowing, or I turned away from the red flags because I didn't want to see it, or somehow I just never really shared about my deeper feelings and needs. You know, even if it was a very passive participation, you want to know exactly what that was. Well, why do you want to know that? Well, because you cannot trust yourself to get into another relationship and ever open your heart up again unless you're able to see clearly what you can now do differently that's going to give you a different experience, right? So that's what we cover in week two of the course, which is reclaiming your power. And the third mistake has to do with something that, you know, we all kind of are a little bit, you know, guilty of, which is buying into this myth that the time heals everything. So it's the illusion that, you know, without much effort on our part, time is just going to do kind of its magical work. But if you just think about how, you know, silly that is, if you think, you know, you break your leg, you wouldn't just let it, you know, be out there flapping in the wind, just hoping that time eventually, you know, puts it back together.
Well, it will put it back together, but not the way you want it put back together.
Exactly, or you're going to walk with a limp for the rest of your life. I mean, time will, that's exactly it. So time will actually put that leg back together again, but, you know, you're probably going to walk with a limp for the rest of your life. So that's what happens when we just let time do its work and don't effort the stages of moving ourselves through a conscious uncoupling process in order to get to the liberation on the other side and make sure that our hearts grow back stronger than they were before, is that you're going to actually kind of walk with what's the equivalent of a heart limp for the rest of your life, where you're kind of debilitated in your ability to really ever experience true love again and ever really surrender to relationship. And so you're going to lock yourself into a lesser life. Or, you know, what happens oftentimes is that in trying to escape the pain, we'll also then make decisions. You know, we're making decisions at this time that kind of put things in motion. And very often we will lock in structures, you know, like a rebound marriage, for instance. Mm-hmm. We're going to lock in structures that are really kind of, you know, structures for living a lesser life that's really reactive. But it's not what's the best that's, you know, really available to you in this lifetime.
I've seen many people start drinking a lot more, put on lots of weight, get less enthusiastic about life, settle for less. You know, some people seem like they have an armor, like a cast permanently, you know, because their heart is forever too sore. They never heal. Like, the time doesn't heal it. So they just always have to keep it protected from being touched because it's too painful to touch it. Mm-hmm. The last breakup that I went through was a real wake-up for me, and I hadn't heard your process, but as you're saying it, I'm going, wow, you know, I was blessed with being able to do that. I didn't know that's what I was doing, but it was a real wake-up for me, and I felt that as painful as it was a gift, and I felt much more love in the breakup process than I had for quite a while in the relationship, and it felt like being dumped into ice-cold water and coming back out and, like, waking up, and I could see things that I had done to create exactly what was happening, and I could see the gift in the breakup, and I'm so grateful that I went through that. I still cried, you know, and, you know, it still hurt, but then I felt done with it, and I felt like I could just love him, forgive him, it doesn't haunt me, and I could feel good about him if I'd see him, as opposed to, you know, a previous breakup or, you know, 5 years of bitterness.
And I wonder, too, Lynette, if there was a way that you began, like, something happened in seeing yourself clearly, as you were talking about, where you saw that there was an amends to be made to yourself in how you're showing up.
Absolutely. I wouldn't have put it that way, but now that I hear you saying it, like, yeah. And that made all the
energy of change. Like, we actually change, and it's like knowing how to change, because change is going to happen one way or the other. You're either going to go up or you're going to go down. Like, something's going to change. You're not the same person you were, you know, when you had, before you had that trauma. So, but that is birthing something new inside of you.
So. Yeah, the first breakup that I was talking about felt like an infection that just stayed infected for a long time. And then the last one that I had gone through a while back, you know, some time ago now, but it felt like a clean cut, and it felt like a cleansing.
Beautiful.
You know, it felt completely different. It felt like I was just being, you know, cleansed and healed and releasing, and I saw the gift in it. So... but I didn't go through like you've done and make a process out of it. And I hadn't thought of it that way until I heard you sharing this. Mm-hmm. As you're saying it, I'm going, wow, that makes so much sense. I didn't think of it that way.
Right, beautiful. Well, and that's it. And then in session three, so some of that begins to happen, what you're talking about, in session two. And then we really go deeper in session three, which we call Breaking the Pattern, Healing Your Heart. And that's when we go to what I'm calling a source fracture. So there's this break in your heart, but if you really feel into it, it's probably not the first time that your heart has ever been broken. And so one of the traumas of a breakup, it's actually a re-wounding most times of an original heartache that happened when you were much younger. You know, your father left, or your mother neglected you, or, you know, chose her new husband over you, or, like, something happened, or, you know, someone loved your sister more than they loved you, or, you know, something happened, and it broke your heart. And so that is what we're calling the source fracture. And inside of that fracturing, there are decisions that you made about yourself and about, you know, what was possible for you in relationship and what was possible for you in life and love. And they became like a self-sense and a real sense of identity around your ability to love and be loved. And that identity then generates a story. Like, actually, there's ways of relating to yourself inside that story and relating to others and relating to life that literally generate more evidence of the story. So to see that really clearly is just the beginning. And I think a lot of us have been, you know, looking at ourselves for a long time. We've been spending a lot of time on the cushion and the couch doing our work. So we've been seeing that, but, you know, to actually see how to graduate from that is what really has not been accessible to us yet. So inside of this process of transformation of identity that actually my teaching partner in the Feminine Power and the Calling in the One work, Claire Zammit, and I created, which is kind of modified for this program, to be specific to this program. But it's the process of being able to access the deeper truth, what's really true, and step outside of that story.
And I hate to cut you off. We're right at break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes.
Come down, Selecta.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people up and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Come down, Selecta!
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and you can find me at openlivenow.com. And today, our fabulous, fabulous guest is Catherine Woodward Thomas, and she is probably best known as the national best-selling author of Calling in the One, but she's got a long list of other wonderful contributions, and the one that she's sharing today is Conscious Uncoupling. And she has a free call. It's a 90-minute call. It's more of a teleseminar. You can take you through these steps in more detail. You can find this at artofconsciouscompletion.com. So go to artofconsciouscompletion.com and get your free 90-minute call. So I had to cut you off there, and I hate to do that because everything you say is so riveting for me. I love to hear the work that you put out.
Thanks, Lynette. Well, we're talking about, I think, in the third course session, this deep embodied experience of the truth of your own value and the truth of your worthiness to be loved and the truth of your power and your ability to create rich, loving relationships. It's like it's just waking up out of trance. But then the magical piece is to start also, in addition to that, to start to see the new ways of relating to yourself, others, and life that really that allow the graduation from the old patterns, that allow you to begin to live the new story, live a life that's reflective of the deeper truth of who you are, and have that mirrored back to you. That's what opens up in session three. And then session four of the conscious uncoupling process, it's a course that I'm leading people through, is called Becoming a Love Alchemist. And that has to do with really clearing away all the old karma and all of the residue in the field, the emotional baggage, the kind of, you know, sick feeling you have that of all that unresolved stuff that's either, you know, in the space when you see that person and maybe you're, you know, co-parenting together so you see them frequently, or it's just kind of living in your body, kind of locked, like you're left with a slime, like a self-sense, like, you know, that awful negative bond we're talking about. So it's how to transform that and actually clear that from your space so that you are able to start to set up your future and start begin to reinvent your life in a way that your life becomes even more beautiful than it ever was before. And that kind of leads us into session five, which is creating your happily even after life. And that's getting what I call like congruence in the field. So, you know, normally people don't know how to, create cohesion with their children or their communities or their families. People are expecting you to hate your former partner, to start to badmouth them, to start to, you know, try and, you know, get all that you can and all that kind of stuff. That's just kind of what's expected. But you're instead going to start to really look from a very holistic perspective on what's going to be in everyone's best interest to flourish and to thrive, because that's what's going to create the most energy to catapult you into your new happy, healthy life. And basically what you're seeing here is you're setting up structures for yourself to become the version of yourself that you've always wanted to be and to kind of graduate yourself from the person that you were when you were in the old dynamic with your former partner. And so it's here that we do a wonderful conscious uncoupling ritual, actually kind of, you know, where you reclaim your soul and your energy, you bring it back home, and you recreate the relationship if you want to continue to see that person in a way that's actually going to be wholesome and healthy and really allow everyone to move on with dignity and goodness and grace.
That sounds
really
so beautiful.
And you're left at the end of the process really very complete, more whole than you ever have felt, you know, no, without emotional residue. You know, so I can't, you know, say that the process is one where you don't feel sadness, because sadness is appropriate for a time whenever, you know, we suffer a loss. That is just human. I remember someone telling me once about going to the doctor, and she was sad over a breakup, and the doctor wanted to medicate her, and said, you know, having a broken heart is like a human experience. It's not something to medicate. You know, I need to actually do the work to become happier and healthier and to learn what I need to learn here and allow it to transform in me what needs to be transformed.
Well, it's so great that you're doing this process to help people actually do that, where they actually do heal and they actually do transform. And a lot of people don't want to feel the pain of a breakup because they don't know how to ever make it stop. And what you are teaching is a process to get through that and to have your life be an even more vitally alive space than it was before, rather than less.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is my, you know, it is my hope that it is a an offering that really alleviates a tremendous amount of suffering. And, you know, I tell people that your next love relationship doesn't begin when you meet your next lover. It actually begins with how you say goodbye to your last one. You know, and because you've been really broken open, you have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to return to that original source fracture and reset that break correctly and to be able to come alive and reclaim your power, reclaim your life, reinvent your life stronger, happier than it's ever really been before. That is the promise that's present for you right now. And, you know, none of us want these moments, but we really have the capacity to turn that which is the worst thing that ever happened to us into the best. So that's the blessing.
Beautifully stated. Wonderful. So again, you want to go to artofconsciouscompletion.com for the free call, and Catherine will take you through this process in a deeper way. And you can also, I'm sure, find other ways to work with her from that site. So get your free call, artofconsciouscompletion.com. Catherine, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you so much for the work that you share in the world and for doing this and just what you're doing with your life, the way you're offering your life of service in such a huge way. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. It's great to be here with you.
My absolute pleasure. So next week on Opening to Ecstasy, our guest will be Michelle Clark, and she'll teach you to face forward and meet challenges head on in times of trouble. Michelle Howe Clark is a certified thriver. She leverages her life-transforming experience with disfiguring head and neck cancer to provide you with resources and tools to help you stand in your power and step into your brilliance. No matter what you may be facing, Michelle will help you find new possibilities and a better perspective. And I know that that's in some ways a totally different topic, but again, it's that theme of taking something. You know, she had head and neck cancer. She had to have surgery that left half of her face paralyzed. And she's taken that into being the greatest gift of her life. And Catherine will help you take something as painful as a breakup, even the most painful breakup you've ever gone through, and turn into something to help you have a life that's even better than you'd ever imagined. So again, go to artofconsciouscompletion.com. Make sure you get that call. It's information that is going to really help you have more love, happiness, joy, in your life. And what a great time to start with a clean slate. Forgive for Christmas. Give yourself that clear energy that can be your gift to yourself. And if you have to get together with a partner, if you're, you know, co-parenting, how wonderful to listen to this call and be able to have that exchange happen with love and peace and a clear heart. So thank you so much for tuning into the show today. I'll meet you here again next week. Many blessings on your path.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.